Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about some of the emotional, legal, and financial issues when a woman faces divorce. My guest this evening is Deb Peters, a wealth advisor who focuses her business on her clients' interests and values and helping them develop long-term relationships with them. Deb utilizes education, communication, holistic planning, and her faith-based values to help her clients plan for their future and pursue their financial goals. Deb earned a bachelor's degree in marketing from DeSales University. She is a chartered financial consultant and retirement income certified professional. Deb received her certified divorce financial analyst designation from the Institute for Divorce Financial Analysis. Tonight we will be discussing some of the issues that can be traumatizing when facing divorce, and we will also be discussing the second Saturday workshop, which is held the second Saturday of each month to help women empower themselves in understanding their rights and to ask questions about possible forthcoming divorce. It is a pleasure to welcome Deb Peters, certified divorce financial analyst, to help us take charge of our lives when considering the challenges facing women when they decide to divorce. Welcome, Deb Peters.
Thank you so much, Ellie.
How did you get involved in this aspect of work? You're a financial planner, is that accurate?
Yes, I am a financial planner. And my passion is working with women and helping women. And after seeing some of my female clients going through divorce, it made me realize there's such a need to educate women on the financial issues and, you know, aspects of that.
So how did this second workshop on Saturdays, second Saturday workshop come into being?
Second Saturday actually is a nonprofit that started out in California over 25 years ago by two women who were going through divorces and realized that there was no resources for them, you know, to help them. And it's slowly making its way to its East Coast. And so the beginning of this year, I started the first Second Saturday in Lehigh Valley. And as you mentioned, we do meet the second Saturday of every month.
And the next workshop is going to be?
November 11th.
And where is it held?
We meet at the Penn State Lehigh Valley campus, and we meet from 9 to 12.
Very good. And this is open to all women who are in the process or considering a divorce? It doesn't make any difference what stage they are?
That's correct. Any woman that is either thinking about a divorce or in the process of going through a divorce, these workshops are very empowering because we discuss the legal, emotional, and financial issues of divorce.
But it's not for a woman who's already divorced.
At this point, it wouldn't be very helpful. No.
Right. So if you are in the process or have in your mind the thought that you might be separating or thinking about a divorce, what are some of the issues that come out in the workshops?
Well, we have a divorce attorney there, and she will help discuss the legal issues with the women. And then I will cover the financial issues, things that they can be doing to prepare. And then we have a counselor there that will help discuss the emotional issues and just encourage them, you know, that they will get through this, that this is not, you know, the end of their life.
And so what are some of the issues? Let's talk about some of the financial issues that come up. Can you give us an example of some financial issues of concern when women are considering divorce?
I think the biggest thing I see is women not taking charge of their finances. A lot of times the husband handles all the finances, the bills, etc. So, you know, she might not know what type of income her spouse makes or what type of money they have in the savings or in reserves. You see women that, you know, don't care about that, which is fine. But when it comes to divorcing, that's when they need to get involved.
And what are some of the concerns that women should consider concerning their legal issues when considering financial issues?
I think realizing that if there are assets there that were gathered during the length of the marriage, they do have rights to those. Even if there's an account, if her husband has a 401k with $500,000 in there, and that was all earned during the period of their marriage, she's entitled to some of that money.
And how does she determine that? Does she need to have an attorney to help her with that?
That's correct. Yeah, that's the first advice I give my clients is, you know, if there's sizable assets there, I would get an attorney involved. Yes.
And what about the right of a woman to her husband's account? Does she have to be on it?
If she wants to view his account and her name, if it's not a joint account, then most likely she's not going to be able to get access to that. But once a divorce complaint is filed, a financial affidavit is filled out, and all that information will come to the table.
So what you're informing women and letting them know is that they do have legal rights and that they have to be informed as to what those rights are. Now, what about some of the emotional issues? What emotional issues come up? And how does the counselor at the workshop either help or advise?
I think with a lot of women, you see this is ending a dream. You know, they plan their life and their family around this marriage, which rightfully so, and now that's coming to an end. And for a lot of them, it's hard for them to see life beyond this. You know, they're just so caught up in the here and now. So the counselor helps them with self-care tips. That's so important.
Such as?
Just taking a bubble bath or going for a walk, you know, calling a good friend and just talking, you know, reaching out to get help, not just being in your head and not worrying so much about other people, but take this time to take care of yourself.
You know, one of the things about a divorce that becomes very difficult is dealing with children in the relationship. And how they can get caught in the middle of two people who had been loving or forcing children against their will to perhaps take sides or not know where to put their loyalty. How is this issue addressed in the workshop, if at all?
It is addressed, and we always recommend that if they haven't told the children they're divorcing yet, that they do it together if that's possible.
So you would recommend that they come together as a family,
yes,
both husband and wife, before the divorce and talk about what's coming up, the future plans. Is
yes,
that right?
Sit down as a family, tell the children together with both parents present, you know, that they're getting divorced. Maybe they don't have to go into detail, depends on the age of the children, but just so that the children don't feel resentful towards one parent or the other or, you know, blame one parent over the other so that they can also not put the blame on themselves. The children a lot of times internalize that. But if the parents seem like a unified front in this, it is a little bit more helpful on the children.
Have you seen some examples of families where the women have talked about the children putting the blame on themselves?
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
And before you answer that question, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening we're talking about the second Saturday workshop, which are held the second Saturday of every month. And where are they held?
At the Penn State Lehigh Valley campus.
And if you would like some more information and would like to consider attending one of these workshops, who do they call?
They could call me. My office number is 610-871-3500. Or if they wanted to email me, they could do that as well. My email is D for Deb Peters at capital-planning.com.
And is there a charge for the workshop?
There is a charge. It's $25. I do want the women to know, though, that myself and the attorney and the counselor, we're doing this as volunteer, basically. The charge is to cover the overhead rental of the space, and we also provide coffee and bagels, muffins, that type of thing.
And do they get in contact with you to and leave their name with you?
I do recommend pre-registration just so that we have enough material there and can make sure that we have seats available, yes.
And also directions on how to get there.
Yeah.
That would be
It's helpful. A pretty central location, which is nice. So,
very good. Yeah. Well, I was just very excited when I saw this advertised that you were having this second Saturday workshop, because so many women, when confronting this issue, are overwhelmed and just not equipped either emotionally or to deal with it, and also overwhelmed with financial issues because it's not always clear. Women are not always in control. So this is a very important workshop that you offer. How are some of the emotional issues dealt with by the counselor in the workshop?
The counselors, we've had some, you know, different counselors, but they all seem to gravitate towards, you know, the same things, which again is the self-care, self-love, forgiving. Even if you don't tell your spouse that you're forgiving them, just forgiving them in your heart so that you don't hold that inside, because that stress will manifest itself in your health. And, you know, it affects your immune system. It affects everything.
It also affects the way you deal with your children.
Sure. Yeah.
So it carries over, and the children feel they're not understanding the anger, and then they feel that they're responsible, mm-hmm. and that gives way to many other issues. So how have you found the response to the workshops so far, Deb Peters?
A lot of times the women come in, you can tell they're nervous, they're anxious, they don't know what to expect. But 9 times out of 10, they leave with smiles on their faces. They have hope now. They feel empowered. They realize that there's people and resources that can help them. And it's really encouraging to see that.
Well, I think that's very important. And we're going to talk in the second part of our program, we're going to talk about some of the issues that are raised at these workshops and the comfortability level of the women at the workshops, and talk about how they can come and register for the workshop. Is there a web page for the divorce workshops?
Yes, secondsaturday.com. has all the workshop information. As of now, you cannot register through that site, though, but we are working on getting a site designed for that so you can pre-register online.
Well, we're going to talk more about how you can take charge of your life by considering attending one of these workshops, and the next one is going to be November 11th.
Correct.
At the Penn State College campus.
Yes.
And we're going to talk more about that when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., here on WDIY.
In 2017, WDIY is celebrating 22 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit wdiy.org or call 610-694-8100. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking with Deborah Peters, who is a wealth advisor, who began her career as a wealth advisor with Capital Planning, and she focuses her business on clients' interests and values and developing long-term relationships with them. And under Deborah's leadership, there has been a development of Second Saturday workshops for women who are in the process or considering divorce. And I think this is a very much needed topic. And tell us about when the next workshop will begin again.
November 11th.
And at the?
It's at the Penn State Lehigh Valley campus. We meet from 9 to 12.
And at this workshop, you have a financial analyst such as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have a divorce attorney, present. She will cover the legal issues. I am a certified divorce financial analyst and will be covering the financial issues. And then there will be a counselor or a life coach present to talk about the emotional issues.
And so what do you see as recurring issues that are raised in these workshops?
I think from the financial standpoint, a lot of women are just scared of, you know, wondering if they're going to be okay. Are they going to be able to make it on their own financially?
And what do you tell them about Social Security and their rights as partners in the relationship?
That's actually one of my favorite topics. If you have been married for at least 10 years, when you get divorced, if your ex-spouse was eligible for Social Security benefits, you could be entitled to a divorce spousal benefit. And the neat thing about that is it's based on his full benefit. So even if he earned a lot of money before the marriage and a lot after the marriage, that all comes into play.
And how does that affect us? Can you give us an example?
Sure. At one of the meetings, I had a woman that was contemplating divorce, and she was married 9 years and I think 11 months, and she was ready to file basically the next day. And I advised her, I said, wait until that 10-year anniversary and then file, because down the road that might come into play, you know, that maybe his benefit, the spousal benefit that she could get from her divorced spouse benefit would be more than her own retirement benefit. And if she had filed before that 10-year anniversary mark, she wouldn't qualify.
So that's a very important issue we need to know.
Yes.
And so that empowered her to make a decision for her best interest.
Correct.
Yes. Yes. What are some of the emotional issues that you have seen raised in the divorce workshop?
I think being a female, you know, you understand we are always helping others and caring for others, especially if we're moms, and you're always putting everyone before yourself. And the biggest thing that I see is the women need to focus more on self-care. And this is a time in their life where they need to be able to say no to certain things and just take time for themselves to heal, to, you know, figure out who they are again as they're starting this new chapter in their life.
So when you say this is a time to heal, the idea of getting counseling, perhaps as a helpful aid, does that come up in the workshop?
I think that's huge. Yeah, getting counseling, seeing a therapist, you know, maybe doing some yoga, reading a book, taking a bath, doing something that makes you feel good and taking time for yourself.
And that, you make a very good point, because we as women are used to taking care of the needs of others. And what you're saying is there's a focus here on helping women take care of themselves and to become in charge of themselves. And that's very important. And how do women respond? What's the response that you've seen?
I think it's encouraging to them. I think they just need someone to affirm that to them, to kind of give them the license to take time to themselves, because I know as being a female, we don't do that. But when you have someone telling you that's what you need to do, it makes you not feel maybe as guilty about taking that time for yourself.
And if people want to get in touch with you and make a reservation for the next coming workshop, which is Saturday, November 11th from 9 to 12,
yes,
at the Penn State campus,
mm-hmm.
How do they do that?
They can call my office. My number is 610-871-3500. Or they could email me at dfordebpeters@capital-planning.com. One other thing, too, is we do have a Facebook page if they use Facebook. It's Second Saturday, Lehigh Valley. They can also sign up through that.
Now, how about issues such as alimony? How does that ever come up in the workshop?
It definitely, yes. For every 3 years of marriage, there's 1 year of alimony.
Oh, I'm sure people didn't know that.
No.
Ah, so that's very helpful. What about the children? How do these workshops help women with children?
The counselor usually covers that, you know, giving them advice on how to tell the children about divorce, just how to kind of work with the children through the divorce. Some kids, you know, process it differently. They'll internalize it. Other kids act out. So just kind of how to deal with all of that.
So all of this comes up in the workshop.
Yes.
Is there any particular issue that really rises to prominence with, that you see at each workshop where women raise a similar issue?
Not really. Everyone's situation is so unique that, you know, all the stories are different. You know, some of them might have some similarities, but I've seen so much more than I could even imagine in, you know, this year that we've been doing this. So,
well, yeah. This is very important. And do women feel comfortable in sharing?
Like I said earlier, when they walk in, they're very closed. You can tell they're nervous, they're anxious. But more often than not, by the end of the workshop, they've opened up. And depending on the size, if it's a bigger workshop, we can't always touch everyone's situation individually. But if, you know, it's a smaller workshop, you know, we're able to really kind of customize what we're talking to everyone's situation, which really encourages them. And yes, they do open up.
Now, one other thing is sometimes women have devoted themselves, I'm not sure how much in this day and age, but some women have devoted themselves to taking care of their children. Or they want to make a change in whatever they've been doing to help support the family. How does this workshop help women find resources to develop perhaps training in some other field or get access to education they may not have had available?
That's something I do cover. I tell them, think about what you're passionate about. You know, you're reinventing your life right now, so you don't want to just get a job. You want to do something that you enjoy. You might be doing it for quite a few years, depending on how old you are and, you know, the income situation. If they need help figuring that out or some career services, I know Northampton County Community College does offer some different programs. I think some are free, some maybe at low cost, but they can help the women determine what they want to do and also maybe train them in certain things.
So when attending one of these workshops, women can discover who they are and what they would like to do with their lives and not find it such a closed-door experience. Because women who have been married for a long time may feel, you know, I've devoted my life, you know, 25 years to a relationship. And what you're doing is opening doors for women to take charge of their lives, to find new opportunities and new ways to define themselves.
It empowers them. Yeah, they leave knowing that they're not alone. They have resources that they can, you know, go to if they need help or need advice. And they realize that, you know, they have rights. They might be in an abusive relationship. The husband may, you know, especially if they're a stay-at-home mom, he might tell them they're going to get nothing if they get divorced or if she leaves him, you know, he might be threatening her. That's not the case. So they need to realize that there are people out there that can help advocate for them.
And I think the other thing that I'm hearing is that you're helping women to, some women may be very angry. Is there any particular issue that angers women the most that has come up in one of these workshops?
A cheating spouse, that's always top of the list.
And how does the workshop help a woman who has had a cheating spouse deal with it in a more appropriate way so it's least harmful to her family and helpful to her own assets?
I think kind of just drilling into her that as much as it's so hard, she needs to forgive him. She doesn't need to look him in the eye and forgive him, but in her heart, she needs to forgive him and let him go and let that go. Because if not, that hate and resentment will manifest itself physically, whether it's illness or stress, and it's just not healthy to hold on to that.
And if there are children involved, it also goes down to them.
It'll affect the parenting, sure.
And yeah. It'll affect the parenting and will also affect the children, mm-hmm. whether they are grown or whether they're in the process of growing up. Yes. Have you seen any examples of where this has helped or benefited from your experience in these workshops?
I think it's given an insight to women that aren't sure maybe how to tell their children about the divorce, you know, how to go about that. And having the counselor there, it's an open communication, so they can ask questions. And I've had women ask the counselor, you know, what do you recommend in this situation for these kids, and be able to get that one-on-one advice.
So if you have your own example, your own story, you can feel free to share it. And, of course, this is anonymous. Is this correct?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, these workshops are very confidential. What happens in Second Saturday stays in Second Saturday.
And give people an opportunity to have the website again and how they make reservations and the telephone number.
They can call me at 610-871-3500 or email me at dpeters@capital-planning.com, or they can go on the Facebook webpage, which is Second Saturday Lehigh Valley. That's all spelled out. And register there, basically click that they're going to the workshop because the different events are listed there.
Well, I think this is a very exciting opportunity. It's the first time I've read about an opportunity for women to get and receive information and share some of their own experiences and receive help in bolstering their own identity and an affirmation of who they be, with the opportunity to become who they want to be and not be defined by quote-unquote divorce. Because very often we as women take it upon ourselves and we define ourselves as failures for not having been able to keep the marriage together. Would you agree with that?
Definitely, definitely. And for them to realize that there is life beyond this. I had a lady come to a workshop devastated that next weekend her husband's going to be out of town, and so she was going to be moving. Her kids were coming to help her move everything out of the house, and when he came home, she was gone. That was the plan. And so she was just nervous, anxious, didn't know how this was going to go. Well, a few months later, we had an event, and she came, and she was just beaming, and she just was so happy because the worst was over. You know, the divorce was final. The house was sold at that point. And it was just really encouraging. And she encouraged the other women that were there that were where she was, you know, a few months prior. And just kind of was nice to see that, yes, there is life beyond this. And to see how happy she was now that this was in the past.
I like that experience, life beyond divorce. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this workshop helps people to understand and gives them power to become whom they want to be and to at least find resources to help them divest themselves of guilt, of emotional responsibility, and at least to be honest and caring and loving with the children. Because very often if we don't allow ourselves to express these emotions or find a place, it laps over. And it just laps over to the children, to friends. We don't mean it to be, but that's what happens. So give us again, this is a very exciting Second Saturday workshop at...
We meet at Penn State Lehigh Valley the second Saturday of every month.
Very good. I want to thank you, Deb Peters, Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding some of the emotional, legal, and financial issues when considering divorce. And you can reach Deb Peters to register Second Saturday Workshop on Saturday, November 11th by calling 610-871-3500. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.